Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Here's what we're going to get into now. Why did you have to call poison control? If you want to sound off at any time, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I feel like this generally happens to almost every parent out there where your kid puts something in their mouth, they swallow something, and you're like, oh my God, are we in a dangerous situation? And you got to call poison control. This came about because, oddly enough, over the past couple weeks, I have talked to about three parents where we're just talking, you know, about our kids, and three of them has said that they had to call poison control. The first one was the kid ate like 12 Tums or something like that. They got into the Tums, which tastes delicious.
It's just going to be regular.
Right. They're not going to have gas for weeks. So they had to call poison control to see if it was all right that they swallowed a bunch of Tums. The second one was a glow stick.
Oh.
Which we've had experiences with glow sticks in the house.
Why do they look so yummy?
The kids crack them open and they think it's a delicious drink.
Yeah.
Much like me with the urinal pad. And they put it in their mouth and, you know, they had to call poison control. And the last one was a friend of mine has a daughter and then they've got a baby that they use the diaper cream on, the white diaper
Desitin.
Cream.
Yeah.
The Desitin, thank you.
Yes.
And the older kid got into the Desitin and put it in their mouth and boom, they had to call poison control to figure out what to do. Yeah. So... if you have those stories, I see the phone's already ringing, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. For me, personally, was when we only had one kiddo at the time, my son, and he had wandered in to the bathroom because I had left a bottle of rubbing alcohol out on the counter. It was disinfecting something, didn't even think about it, and left it there on the counter, and old Rita Reno went wandering in as a little toddler and took a swig of it.
Oh my gosh. Geez.
And we found out because you could smell it on his breath, and Nicole immediately called poison control.
You have to, yeah.
And it was so funny because one of the first things they asked us on the line was, is he stumbling around like he's drunk?
I was going to say, I'm sure you could see the effects of the alcohol right away.
I was like, well, you know, as a matter of fact, he is, and he's on his way to the strip club with a pocket full of dollar bills. And he just kicked the dog.
Oh my God.
We told him to stop, but he's out of here. No. So you know what they told us to do was to feed him a peanut butter sandwich. They're like, just make sure he's got some food in him. Give him a peanut butter sandwich, and it should help negate any of the effects. It turns out he barely took like a little, just a little bit.
But it was
enough to kind of freak us out. And we're like, oh my God, is this okay?
You got to err on the side of caution in that situation, you know?
My goodness.
So
we want to know, why did you have to call poison control? We're going to take a quick break, come back and take your calls and comments. I can see already some coming in on the text line and a few here on the actual phone. But give us a call. It's a fun Friday topic, kind of silly. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Your calls and comments next with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Here's traffic. Yeah, phone lines are wide open this morning with JKJ. We are talking about the reasons you had to call poison control. Why did you call poison control? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Before we get into this, I do want to give a shout out to Chris because... I was talking about how the orange urinal mats at the rec center smell so good that I want to put them in my mouth.
Ew.
Chris says, Jer, I buy the janitorial supplies where I work, including urinal mats. There's a dozen different scents. I buy tropical scented mats.
Oh.
The guys seem to appreciate them. And then he gave me a website where I can go and buy all the smelly urinal mats.
No way!
No, if you
thank you,
see...
Chris!
Can I get, like, grape?
I don't know. I'm going to check it out.
Cherry, apple. That's
I
awesome.
Wish everyone could see how your eyes lit up, both like, of you, when you were talking
like,
about
I'm,
the
they
urinal
They smell
cakes.
So good. And again, I want to buy them and just put them in, like, the drawers
yeah.
in my
yeah.
bedroom. They're clean.
Easily.
They're fine. They just smell good.
Do you still have to pee on them to
no,
make them smell
I don't.
Good?
I'm oh. gonna. I'm
go- That's a good question.
I think it's water activated.
Yeah, if they just smell or if you have to tinkle on them.
I wonder
them.
If I can keep them in a cup. Of water, like in my room, a cup
oh,
of, ur- a cup of urine.
No, I was like, where are you?
It's
what?
The urine that activates it, Chair.
Oh my gosh.
Is that what it is?
It's the
can I just
no,
lick
it's
it?
Water. Well, anyway. You really, you'll have to call poison control on yourself if you lick it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I ate a urinal cake.
Kids, don't put the urinal mats in your mouth.
I can't believe we're sending that message today. Don't eat urinal cakes.
Don't
please
eat
don't.
Urinal.
Please
don't.
Don't
do that.
Side note, though, thank you for Chris for texting in, buddy. Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Okay, so yeah, we are talking about why you had to call poison control. So if you want to sound off about this, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. This is on the heels of me talking to a few of my friends where the kids ate glow sticks and Desitin and a bottle of Tums. And my kid took a swig of rubbing alcohol.
Mm.
Now we can't get him out of the bars. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're super dupes. So did you ever have to call poison control?
Well, I've had to call twice, but I'll just tell you about one of the stories. Both probably make me look like a questionable parent.
No. See, that's the thing. That's the disclaimer. Like,
yeah.
I'm a great parent. I don't want to brag. My wife and I are great parents. Sometimes you just make a mistake and, like, leave the rubbing alcohol out,
yeah.
you know?
And let me just tell you, the good,
exactly.
the bad parent wouldn't call poison control. Let's just put that out there.
There is that. All right, so what's your story?
I appreciate that. So I was getting ready for Easter and we were hosting, which, you know, really parents shouldn't do because it's too chaotic.
Yeah.
And I was trying to clean the bathroom and then of course got pulled in a thousand different directions and left the bleach spray sitting out.
Oh no.
And my toddler walked right up and squeezed it perfectly,
no.
the spray, and it went right in his eyes.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
And so, my husband like got in the shower with him and I called poison control and he's screaming in
oh,
the
yeah.
background. And the poison control guy was like, okay, well, we're just going to need you to hold open his eyes for 20 minutes over running water.
20 minutes?
Like,
what?
He's a toddler.
Toddlers aren't super cooperative, and we don't have an eye wash at our house. I wasn't rude. I was just laughing in my head. I'm like, this is very interesting advice, considering you can hear the, like,
the screaming.
Screaming in the background.
As an adult, I don't think I could hold my eye open for 20
no.
minutes.
No.
Jeez.
So yeah, that was but we just, you know, left him in the shower and tried to get water in his eyes and
is he okay? He can
fine.
See?
Yeah.
He's 11, he can see perfectly.
Okay.
Awesome.
Except Phew. The mess in his room, maybe.
Yeah, right.
He
has selective seeing actually.
What was the other
yes,
one?
Exactly.
Was there another one you had?
Oh yeah. So my daughter, again, this is gonna make me look like a bad parent, but she was a toddler, trying to put on face sunscreen, the little stick, and she kept saying, like, I do it, I do it, I do it. And finally, I was like, fine, you do it. And I walked away, and pretty sure she ate some of it.
Oh, no.
So I had to call.
SPF 30.
Like, well, how did she get the sunscreen? I was like, oh, gosh, I don't.
You're like, it's just life?
I can't lie, but I also don't want to go to jail.
Yeah. I know.
Well, it's not like you shoved it in her mouth. You're like, it's hot
no.
outside. The sun's out. We got sunscreen.
Yeah.
It's not crack.
But I didn't want to be like, I handed it to her because she was being sassy and walked away.
Right.
So,
what did they tell you about that one? What did
they said just monitor her, make sure she, you know, doesn't throw up or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty basic
advice.
That's
what you can do, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
It was like them when I called, just give him a peanut butter sandwich. He'll be fine.
He'll sober up.
He'll absorb it.
So funny. Michelle, thank you so much for sounding off this morning. We appreciate ya.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. You're a good mom. Bye.
Oh, good call.
You're a great mom.
Good call.
We had about four more other people on the line. For some reason, they decided to hang up. So 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Why did you have to call poison control? It's a very simple question today. Josh, you got one?
Well, yeah, I wanted to talk. One caller called us, and he was like, I can't stay on the line very long. But shout out to Mark, because he has a friend that works in poison control. So they're the answering center, and they had a lady call in, and she's like, hey, I'm really worried about my son. He just ate a like a pile of ants and ate them. And I'm really scared. Like, is this bad? Is this okay? And the poison control person was like, well, honestly, ants can be a form of protein in other countries, or if you are in like a dire situation,
sure,
you need something.
Can eat ants.
It's not the end of the world. But then she goes, I gave him Raid. Like, I gave him ant poison to kill them.
No.
And the poison control expert goes, well, now you need to bring him in.
Yeah.
What is happening? You absolutely have to go to the doctor. What parent?
What a jackass.
I said, people are stupid. What parent gives their child Raid to kill the ants in their stomach?
That's somebody who should not be a parent.
No.
You swallow the spider to get the fly to get the ant, right?
That's the stomach acid will take care of it.
Then you swallow the cat to get the spider to get the ant.
There's a bird in there somewhere.
And then you swallow the dog to get
maybe
the cat.
Dog, yeah.
But I was just like, come on. Funny, I actually didn't have, I don't remember an instance in my family. We have five kids where we had to call, but my cousin, we're almost exactly the same age, and he mistakenly, they had a like a glass bottle looking thing filled with orange soap, and the top wasn't on it. They were refilling it. The top wasn't on it, but he thought, oh, orange juice. OJ, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So he chugs that, drinks it down, and obviously finds out it's soap. It's like a hand soap, and he starts puking the whole night. They call poison control. They're like, oh, my gosh. The poison control is like, he'll throw it up for the night and then call it good. But the funny thing is he had like a cold and flu that week, and he was throwing up that whole night, and it totally got rid of the cold.
Oh.
So if you are sick,
drink a bottle of soap.
We do not recommend. JKJ does not recommend.
Oh, my God. I see a couple more calls coming in. Why did you have to call poison control? 303-691-1649. The texts are coming in. Brenda says they had to call because her son climbed up in the cabinets and drank a bottle of lemon extract.
Oh,
I don't see how that would be that bad.
Well, that's alcohol as well. Like,
probably.
The extract.
Eat a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, I know. Sober up.
Let's see. Stephanie says my son chewed on those gel ball thingies and they exploded in his mouth. Oh, yeah. Some of those toys are filled up with those little, like, gel balls.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess those are edible. There's a lot of sunscreen coming in, you guys. So that one mom shouldn't feel too bad.
We had Emily text in, actually, and say that she works as a pediatric surgical nurse, and she's seen injuries from kids swallowing things. She said one of the worst ones was where they drank lye. Could you imagine?
Oh, that would burn.
Like multiple surgeries, she said, due to the damage, but was ultimately okay. But she said that when it comes to poison control, they have seen some things in the pediatric unit.
Yeah, the one we always worried about was the small magnets. A lot of these toys have little small magnets.
Or the batteries.
Well, yeah, the batteries, of course. But the magnets, if you swallow a couple magnets,
that's like major surgery
into your system. And they can snap together like in your intestines.
Oh, no.
Block off your intestines and stuff because they come together
inside you.
It can seriously kill you. So we were always terrified of magnets. But why did you have to call poison control? 303-691-1649. Here's Raj. Raj, welcome to the show.
Hey. Good. How are you guys? Can you hear me fine right now?
Oh, loud and clear, my man. Loud and clear. So did you have to call poison control?
Yeah, I had to. There was a family over at my place, actually, and the small girl, she consumed a tablet, which was not recognized.
Oh, no.
It was actually omeprazole, which is acidity tablet.
Like an acid tablet?
Oh, like an antacid.
Like an antacid.
Yeah, antacid. Yeah, antacid, yes.
Oh.
How many did she eat?
She ate like a couple.
Just a couple? Oh, she'll be fine.
Yeah, they said like, yeah, she'll be asleep for like 4 hours and then she'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Just let her sleep and then you guys have a date night. That's what they said.
That was the best day ever for those parents. They're like, let's go on a road trip. Let's get out of here. The kids are sleeping.
We found a babysitter. Yay!
Exactly, right?
Raj, I love how you're giggling about all this.
Like, you're so funny.
You seem like you're a fun guy. You seem like you're a fun guy, Raj.
Life is to celebrate, not to live.
Life is to celebrate, not to live. I'm going to make a t-shirt that says that, Raj. You just...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Put my name on there.
I will. Bye, Raj.
Bye, Raj. Life is to celebrate, Raj.
Not to live. I'm writing that down, Raj.
You're a good man. Thank you for calling us.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
You too. What a nice guy he is. Hi, Suzanne.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Why did you have to call poison control?
My dog ate a bottle of Tylenol.
You can call it for dogs?
Well, that's kind of the kicker. I call poison control because I had a brand new bottle of Tylenol that we left on the table and went out, and we came back, and it was gone, and we found it. And so I call poison control, and they're like, well, you know, it's a dog. We can't help you. But here's the number for pets. Well, the pet poison control costs $85 to talk to them. So you have to give them your credit card before they will even tell you what to do.
What? Well, that's dumb.
That sounds like a scam.
That does sound like a scam.
That's messed up.
Why can't they have a hotline for pets that's free?
They don't. They don't, because I've called for my other dogs about 10 years ago, and they charge you to call. And they said, well, you should probably take her in and see if you can, they'll do all this kind of stuff. You know, she could die. And then I called the vet, and they were like, well, it's going to cost $300. Yeah. I'm like, what? Are you sure? I'm like, they're like, how is she? I'm like, she's fine. She's running around. She's not throwing up.
She hasn't had a headache in hours.
No. But then I pulled out of my pocket and I told my husband, I'm like, wait, I found four more Tylenol. So we called back the poison control. We did not luckily have to pay more because we had already paid. We had a case number. And the Tylenol, she's like, oh, well, then that drops her to the lower level. So maybe she'll
she's
be okay.
Fine. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, good to know. That's a nice little public service announcement for people. If your dog swallows something,
and
it's going to cost you.
Because they charged $85 to tell you to bring your dog to the vet. Like, you could have just bypassed that.
Spend another $400.
This
could have been a Google situation, I think.
But at least poison control did call. And, I mean, they gave you the number. So it's good to call poison control if you don't have that number.
Yeah. Right.
But it is going to cost you $85 to find out how to treat your pet.
Good to know.
Wow. That's good info.
To know. Keep
Suzanne.
Your Tylenol up
Thank
high,
you.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Suzanne.
You chewed right through the childproof.
Oh, yeah.
It's childproof.
Dog-proof bones, Suzanne. Thank you for calling. Have a great weekend.
All right.
You see you later.
Bye-bye. Bye.
The story along those lines, it was baby aspirin. My dad, as a kid, swallowed an entire bottle of baby aspirin.
Holy.
He got into there, and it was like a cherry flavored or whatever, and he got into my grandma's medicine cabinet and ate the entire bottle. And he still talks about to this day, he can remember laying there in the doctor's office as they shoved two hoses up his nose and then down into his throat.
Oh my gosh.
And he said he can still remember watching the baby aspirin come up whole through the hose, like in front of his eyes and into like a bowl or something as they were pumping him out of his stomach. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Cringy party
Gross.
One. Hey, guys, thank you so much for your calls and comments this morning. Keep your kids away from the gross stuff, all right?
Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... And give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.